Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Icons of Influence, where we explore the ideas, people, and forces that shape how we live, believe, act, and sometimes what we question. I'm Hannah Halley, and today's episode is a little ambitious and massively outside of my comfort zone. We're exploring the idea of God, not a specific belief, but the concept itself, how it's defined, why it's persisted, how it influences individuals and societies, and how it's changing. We will explore how people across cultures, ages, belief systems conceive of God or spiritual power, how this concept has shaped morality, ritual, identity, comfort, conflict, what literature, philosophy, science say, and what recent trends are telling us about where belief may be headed. Let's begin with defining what people mean by the term God. When we say God, what do we mean? The concept shifts dramatically depending on tradition, culture, personal experience, starting with classical theism, God as omnipotent, omniscient, creator, moral judge. This is typically the model in Abrahamic religions, deism and philosophical theism, God as first cause, creator, but not necessarily intervening, God of reason, not ritual. Pantheism slash panentheism, God as identical with or immanent in nature. For example, in certain Hindu, Taoist, indigenous beliefs, spiritual but not religious or mystical, God as energy, consciousness, universal force, ineffable. Finally, non-belief slash secular slash atheism slash agnosticism, where someone is rejecting God or believing we can't know, or simply not identifying with belief systems but often keeping spiritual or existential questions. Philosophical works laying out conceptions of God include The Experience of God, Being, Consciousness, Bliss by David Bentley Hart, which delves deeply into classical theism, ontology, consciousness, and how God is understood in various faiths. The book gives a rich framework for understanding God beyond simply belief versus non-belief. Another is The Existence of God by Richard Swinburne, a philosophical defence of God's existence via rational arguments, probability theory, and natural theology. Science also enters the discussion. God and the New Physics by Paul Davies tries to show how modern physics, cosmology, quantum mechanics raises similar questions about beginnings, the structure of reality, whether there's a fine-tuning that points towards something beyond just physical cause or effect. Understanding what people mean by God is foundational because it sets up everything that follows. Morality, comfort, identity, all will depend on which God or what spiritual concept someone holds. The idea of God has shaped societies from earliest human history. This made way for the rise of organized religion. As societies grow, belief in God has often underpinned authority, with divine kings or emperors claiming mandate from God. For example, Egyptian pharaohs or European monarchs, both with a divine right to hold their status. Next comes the concept of morality, law, ethics, laws in many societies claimed to derive authority from God, whether that is the Ten Commandments, Sharia law, Dharma in Hindu thought. All working to give moral weight to rules created and increases the required compliance. Moving on, we have cultural identity and the arts. God appears in literature, music, painting, and has inspired great works across the globe, from Dante's Divine Comedy, Milton's Paradise Lost, to modern film and songs. Festivals centered around religious dates remain a backbone of cultural calendar. Finally, conflict and cooperation. God belief has united communities through shared ritual and shared values, but also divided them: religious wars, sectarian conflict, persecution. In many surveys, large majorities globally still believe in spirits, life after death, and that parts of nature or animals can have spiritual energies, even in societies where church attendance is low. The Pew's 2025 report, called Believing in Spirits and Life After Death is Common Around the World, shows these beliefs remain widespread. Another survey from Gallup International in 2025 shows that globally, about 55% say they identify as religious. Still, there's a large share who believe in God or afterlife, even if they don't identify with a specific religion. These cultural roles show that God, as a concept, has been woven deeply into how societies hold themselves together. Belief in God, or spiritual belief, has many profound psychological effects. Without these, society would be a different experience than what we have today. This includes 1. Meaning, purpose, and coping. Many people draw comfort from belief. When facing illness, loss, death, belief in God or some higher order gives hope. It helps answer, why are we here, kind of questions. 2. Well-being. Studies suggest that belief, or spiritual practices, can correlate with better mental health, lower anxiety among believers, especially in hardships. Work with ritual, prayer, communal worship often gives social support, lowering loneliness. 3. Moral behaviour and altruism. For many, belief is connected with doing good, charity, volunteering, forgiveness. Faith-based organisations are often among the biggest providers of social services globally. 4. Community and belonging. Adhering to a shared belief system creates strong social bonds. Rituals, festivals, communal worship, rites of passage give people a sense of belonging and identity. But there are also psychological and social costs. 1. Doubt, guilt, shame. If one believes in a moral God, sometimes people face internal pressure, guilt for failures or doubts, fear of sin or judgment. 2. Conflict with modernity. Some believers struggle with scientific worldview, secular ethics, pluralism, tension between religious norms and changing social values, e.g. sexuality, gender, science. 3. Exclusion and intolerance. When belief becomes closed or exclusive, emphasizing strict dogma, interreligious prejudice, persecution of certain members, or exclusion of different beliefs or non-believers. 4. Institutional issues. When religious institutions abuse their position or demonstrate hypocrisy, leading to disillusionment. The Pew's report paints a vivid picture of non-religious people still holding strong spiritual beliefs. In many countries, still hold spiritual beliefs, and that even among self-identified non-religious people, belief in life after death, other spiritual forces, and belief in something remain common in many places. Furthermore, a generational change has meant that younger people often don't affiliate with religion formally, but many still believe in something spiritual or a higher power. So, do we need belief in God to be moral? And what ethical systems emerge from belief versus secular reasoning? Philosophers have long debated arguments for God's existence based on morality, design, and reason. For instance, the cosmological argument argues that because things begin to exist, there must be a first cause, often proposed to be God. The teleological argument, like the famous watchmaker analogy, suggests the complexity and order in nature imply a designer. The ontological argument, developed from Anselm, later refined by thinkers like Gödel, suggests that God, by definition, must exist if one can conceive of a maximally great being. The moral argument claims that objective morality, right versus wrong, that applies to all, points toward God, because otherwise moral values lose a foundation. For example, Immanuel Kant argued that morality suggests a realm beyond mere human laws, but there are strong secular counterarguments. Many ethicists argue that morality arises from human experience, empathy, social contract, reason, and human flourishing, without needing divine command. Some point out that belief in God does not automatically lead to moral behaviour. People can do good without religion, and bad things happen with religious justification. To bring this debate into the world we live in, a fascinating example. In the UK, a recent report by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, IIFL, found that British Hindus are the faith group active most often in environment-friendly actions compared to Christians and Muslims. Things like rewilding, changing consumer habits, and joining environmental groups were higher among Hindus surveyed. The report suggests that their theology, which emphasizes the interconnectedness of life and sanctity of nature, motivates these behaviors. This illustrates how belief or a theology can shape public behavior, like voting, consumption, and environmental activism, not just private morality. So, belief in God can be a powerful motivator for ethics, but it is not the only one. Moral values also emerge outside of religious belief and often overlap. What matters is how belief or non-belief interacts with society, culture, and individual conscience. Now, let's look forward. How is belief in God changing? What signs show where we might be heading? Surveys show many in the US are becoming more spiritual over time, even while identifying less with organized religion. For example, a Pew Research survey in 2023 found that about 41% of US adults say they have grown more spiritual over time, compared to 24% who feel they've become more religious. Another Pew report, the 2023-24 Religious Landscape Study, found 79% believe there is something spiritual beyond the natural world, and 70% believe in heaven, hell, or both, even as fewer people attend religious services regularly. Among religiously unaffiliated people, the nones, many still hold beliefs in God, afterlife, spirits, or spiritual realms. They may reject organized religion, but retain spiritual beliefs or practices. Geographically, belief remains strong in many parts of Africa, Latin America, and Asia. In contrast, in Western Europe and among younger generations in wealthy countries, traditional religious identity is declining more rapidly. But interestingly, even where religion declines, spiritual belief often persists. Rituals, moral values, sense of wonder, these remain for many. Also, there is growing concern about how belief or non-belief relates to urgent global issues. Climate change. The IIFL report shows Hindus in the UK engage more in eco-friendly actions, rewilding, changing habits, than Christians or Muslims, arguably because their faith motivates an ethics of interconnectedness. Social justice and equality debates often involve religious values and secular moral reasoning both. Looking ahead, several possibilities seem likely. 1. Belief may become more individualized. Many people will define God or spirituality in personal ways rather than adhere to established doctrine. 2. Religious institutions may lose influence in certain regions, but spiritual practices and belief in transcendence may remain or even grow. 3. Interbelief or hybrid belief forms will become more common, mixing spiritual practices, mindfulness, ritual without dogma, perhaps combining multiple religious ideas. 4. Dialogue over ethics across belief lines will be increasingly important, especially around technology, environmental crisis, human rights, death, and dying. Ultimately, what communities will hold together on, if not shared religious identity, will likely be shared values, sense of purpose, ethical commitments. The concept of God has been, and remains, one of the most potent forces in human life. It shapes culture, ethics, identity, comfort, and conflict. It inspires art, disaster response, law, charity. It can liberate or exclude. It gives meaning for many, or prompts silence for others. Belief in God is neither simple nor uniform. It's intensely personal, richly diverse, and constantly evolving. Whether one believes, disbelieves, or somewhere in between, the conversation around God matters. It informs how we treat each other, how we build societies, how we imagine purpose beyond ourselves. Thank you for joining this extended journey in Icons of Influence. If this episode stirred something, a question, a memory, perhaps belief, share it, reflect, discuss, subscribe, leave a review, tell us what your concept of God is and how it's influenced you. Until next time, may your questions be bold, your values be kind, and your influence be rooted in meaning.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.